Off the tip of the Florida coast, there's a group of stone cast, wind-swept bits of land called the Keys. On one of these, Rudolph Keys, sits the forbidding stone castle built by the firm of bootleg barons, Joe Pelloni. Tonight, as a fierce summer storm lashes the house, its present owner, Miss Manville, and her companion, Hillstead, watch the mounting fury of the storm from a steady window.
Wind and rain and wind and wind, they want to wreck us. It's more than that. This is my prophecy come true. This is the night I feared.
Nonsense, Miss Manville. This is just another summer storm. The seas get them every year.
No, listen. This mask is coming. I've had warning.
You mean Joe Pelloni coming back? But it's just, he's been dead over 20 years and you know it.
He'll be back. The evil will never die. He'll be back to murder us in the night.
And if anyone can haunt a house, he should. He's killed and tortured enough men in his day.
You mustn't say such things, Jason. He's here, I tell you, I know.
You better get up to bed, Miss Manville. Miss Manville, what is it? There's no speedboat in the lagoon, Miss Manville.
I can hear him. He's coming near the house now. Don't you hear him fumbling with the lock on the pillow?
I don't hear anything.
He goes in the... No, he's in the cellar. He's coming for his Jason. He's coming to murder him. No, it's the last
thing. Imagine him, Miss Manville. No one in the cellar. Come. I'll prove it to you.
Please, where are you taking me?
I'm taking you to the cellar to prove that Joe Pelloni has not come back from the dead.
The cellar must be found when you open the cellar door.
Nonsense, Miss Manville. That's the only way to set your mind at rest. Come along.
Yes. All right. It's so close to me.
Open the door, Miss Manville.
Please.
The door, Miss Manville.
All right, please. They're crawling around down there, waiting for us.
There's no one down there.
There are two of them, too. See their dark face down at the foot of the stairs? In a moment, they'll be coming for us.
But they won't let us, Milton. They won't let us.
What are you doing?
The fourth and rare crop pursuits. When they start up the stairs, I'll push it down on them, shooting them outside.
No, Miss Mandel.
Start ahead. The police. Anybody? Start ahead.
All right, but don't do anything until I get back.
What are you doing? They're coming up the stairs.
Stop them.
I'll stop them.
I heard no gun, Miss Manville, only a clap of thunder.
You heard no gun?
There's no one down the cellar. Look, I'll turn on the light. There. Look down the stairs, Miss Manville. See for yourself.
But look. I don't understand. The cellar is empty.
Margot, some insurance and no headaches. How about one more bit before calling it a day?
No, no. Listen, you should do it.
You're not fooling me a bit, Lamont.
Fooling me, darling? About what?
About enjoying all this. I know you're bored to death. But if I take you, will do you good.
Miss Lane, I wouldn't take the most fascinating case right now as it walked up to me.
I beg your pardon, sir. You are Mr. Fenton, to be fixed.
Well, yes.
My name is Mandel, Marilyn Mandel. I live down here on Lidar Street.
How do you do, Miss Mandel? This is Margaret.
How do you do?
How do you do? He's come back, Mr. Fenton. He's come back to continue his murdering and torturing me. What do you hurt me?
He's come back.
Don't worry.
The racket here in bootlegger?
A murderer?
But Joe Peroni is dead, Miss Mandel. He was killed by the sensational gangmaster back in 1927, if my memory serves me right.
But you see, Lidar Tree was his home, and now he's come back.
You've seen him, Miss Mandel?
Oh, you don't believe me either, do you? You think I'm crazy?
Oh, no, it's not that, Miss Mandel.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy. But I'm not. I know Joe Peroni has come back. I've had evidence.
Evidence?
It's both. I saw it in the lagoon last night. I heard him in the cellar shouting and shouting murder and torture. They started me with their machine gun.
Yes. I see. Well, I'm sorry.
No, never mind, Mr. Spencer. I know it's a lot to us. But I need help. So
of course you'll have to, Miss Mandel.
Margot.
Mr. Cranston has a dinner engagement tonight, but right after dinner?
This is the main hall, Miss Lane. Harmony. It's Mrs. Bergen.
For dim, but such very mysterious night, Miss Lane. There's a brooding evil that seems to hang over it.
I'll be sure I can see him, Sandra.
There's Mark.
He was with us in the library. Mark? Mark, where are you?
I'm coming,
darling. Oh.
I got interested in some old books in the library. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Mr. Kent.
Miss Mandel, you mentioned a maid living with you.
Yes, please.
Where is she now?
I don't know. Mr. Kent's been now beginning to worry about her.
Why, how do you mean?
She's been acting so strange lately.
Strange? How?
She doesn't see or hear any of the things I know perfectly well are happening.
Oh, I hear them because they aren't there, Miss Mandel.
Oh, sorry.
You all go around so quietly, Mister?
You've had a talk at Dudley Sounds, Mr. Thompson.
Oh, you know my name?
Yes, I've been listening to your conversation.
You're always in shock?
When it seems necessary. Miss Mandel, I came to tell you another storm is coming this way.
Another storm? When will you be coming back? Tonight?
Nobody will be coming back, Miss Mandel, tonight or any night.
You seem very positive, Miss Mandel. You've never seen any evidence of these occurrences that Miss Mandel mentioned?
No.
You mind telling us where you've been?
Down the cellar. Looking for traces of the ghost Miss Mandel thought was shooting at her last night.
You found nothing?
Not a trace of any ghost.
But they stop at me, I tell you. They stop at me.
If you don't mind, Miss Mandel, I'd like to have a look around the cellar myself.
Yes, please, please.
Why, Miss Lane and I are down there, you said, I think you'd better stay with Miss Mandel.
What about?
I'd feel safer if both of you were together.
I don't blame the man that's been told of this time. Like some muddy evil dungeon.
Well, these walls together, I imagine they have some terrible tales to tell, darling.
What are we supposed to look at, darling?
Oh, nothing. So far, it seems to be nothing.
I dare not run. You bet me to do a long way back.
Wait a minute. There's no boat out there, Marvin.
I guess I imagine. Let's get out of here.
What is it? I don't know exactly.
It's the glass plaster on this church building. Looks as though someone's been trying to remove it.
Don't
have to. It's your lady. Hurry.
Come on, please.
Well, that's my chair, darling.
This man. This man is...
Poor old woman. This man will have to turn her off. She may be still alive. Good Lord. Yeah. This isn't his landing, Margaret.
It's close to me. Oh, the Margaret's tablet. She's the only one on the team.
Don't be too scared of that.
Who said that?
Tell them, sir. I got them. Don't turn around, my friend. We have here our servant, sir. Dead.
Come on, get out here,
you. Oh. You are too serious, my friend.
No.
You make too much noise, pretty lady. Take us out.
Yes. Ah.
Got a class, eh, sweet? Like in gray. Much better.
We'll return to the shadow in just a minute, friends. Do you know how many people are in the United States today who can't read or write? How many do you think? 1 million? 2 million? 5 million? And according to the Federal Bureau of Education, in the United States today, 10 million people don't know how to read or write. 10 million illiterates, despite our national system of free public education. How does such a thing happen? Well, the way it happens is through lack of interest on the part of the people who can read and write. A lack of interest, in other words, is a part of the majority of our citizens. We're inclined to feel that because we receive an education, and our children have managed to squeeze into the neighborhood grade school or high school, and everything is moving along fine. But far from it, the facts are considerably otherwise. The facts are that millions of children in communities all over the United States are receiving far from adequate education due to overcrowded schools, the lack of sufficient well-trained teachers, and other similar conditions. We're citizens, and it's part of our obligation as citizens to support our system of free public education by doing everything we can to improve the schools in our own community. Let's do that. Now, back to the shadow.
Lamont Cranston and Margot Lane are investigating the supposed reappearance of the long-dead gangster Joe Pallone in his old mansion on Lido Key. They are attacked in the cellar of the house, regain consciousness in one of the storerooms.
Oh, no.
Margot, you're all right.
Oh, my head. What happened, Lamont?
Do now, darling. But just outside the door.
Margot.
Oh. Since it's still not really hot, I guess you'll be in one of the cellar storerooms.
It wasn't.
Don't worry. You can't be so. I think whatever Joe's sitting there for.
What are we going to do? I'm tied, hand and feet.
So am I. I've been working on these ropes. I think I can cut through them on the sharp edge of the stone, huh?
Hurry, Mark. Hurry. They're coming after
me. I'm doing my best. I'm supposed to be just doing my best, but I will not be getting up. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Well, you know that guy in the front side of the house. How come? The most amazing thing, sir. I see him for many years.
Huh?
Joe Pallone pointed him out.
Yeah, who is he?
Private traveler named Lamont Cranston. He's very smart operator.
Private traveler, sir. Well, then what are we waiting for?
Very soon, my friend. You've afraid maybe the shots, no way?
Okay, okay. But how to get here, that's what I'd like to know.
Hey, you old lady upstairs. You told me, no?
Yeah, the old lady, that's another old dame. Lucy must cover.
It's true. Old lady, big nuisance.
Well, we can take that soon enough. We can take care of it all in one trip, huh? Out of little waves and over the side with a three on it. Right, John Kelly?
Yeah. Yeah, you have this place.
Only, don't forget. Not this. It's just sound like you don't trust me, John. I don't. Well, that's your age. I'm not going to cross you. No. You smart, ain't you? Okay. Let's get it to do inside first.
Any old lady.
Hey. What are you be doing all that time? Start talking to yourself. You don't get Gonzalez ready.
Make sure.
Okay, okay. I'll meet you down at the post office. You. Wake up.
You're awake. What's this all about?
It's all about how you're going to be suspect.
Who's that for?
It's post office. There's no question about the permanent threat. It's just a question of how you get that threat.
Come on.
Don't worry, baby. I'm an expert. Now, if this was the old
guy... Only Joe Peroni to tell you how to do it, sir.
Look, Copper, I got my own idea. Who do you think it was figured out that Jimmy could have machine gun matches back in the big town?
Any hoodlum can kill with a machine gun, sir.
Yeah. How about the water treatment? That was my idea. I took some days to die. How about that, huh? Maybe you'd like that one, huh?
Don't put yourself out for us.
Yeah, why, son? Yeah. That's what starts with a train, so you can look at me.
So you start with me, sir.
Okay, you'll come for us. What happened to the rope?
Well, you were talking so much, I can't. Oh, you're
so my arm. Oh, you're probably
Now, we're going to do some talking, sir.
But you say, Copper.
What are you doing here? What are you and your friend looking for?
Oh, my arm. Oh,
you want to tell me what I want to know?
I ain't talking.
I think you will.
No. Okay.
I'll tell you what's going on. I got it. I left it right there. Sure, you're doing too well.
Good.
Can you hear me? Who fired the machine gun?
Mr. Manzaro, said that. The fact that I was talking. Didn't have it.
I wonder why you think you were talking. Tell me, what do you want?
Time to get it off.
Get all what, sir? Sir, tell me, what is it you're after?
Here, Margo. Take that gun, lock the room, take care of it.
Where are you going?
I think it's time the cellar had a talk with Mr. Gonzalez.
Frank, let Gonzalez do the heavy work.
Maybe the shadow can help you, Gonzalez.
Take over. I'm alone. Gonzalez, you didn't get to hear it.
Not a ghost, Gonzalez. You're the shadow.
What? Get out of here.
Right here at your elbow, Gonzalez.
Don't touch me.
What's the matter, Gonzalez? Why, you smashed a whole case of liquor.
What do you want? What are you doing here?
I want the truth about Leda Key, Gonzalez.
What did you know about this place? No one know about this place. No one but Joe Peroni.
Yet I find you here, Gonzalez.
Only now I find it. I've been so many years, only now I find it.
I see. Yes. I also see why it's been so important for you to find the secret, so...
How can you know these things?
The shadow knows, Gonzalez. Come here.
What are you going to do, Shadow?
Lock you in this sub-cellar like that. You won't be alone for long, Gonzalez. As soon as the storm lets up, the police will be coming from the mainland to keep you company.
Yes, my dear, I'm so glad you came. I'm so
terrified. You mustn't be, Miss Manville. Everything will be all right.
But I heard it again. I heard a machine gun.
Where's the machine gun fired downstairs, Miss Manville?
Nothing happened to Mr. Kirk?
No. A man named Kirk was killed.
What was he doing here? Poor man, I guess now we'll never know.
I think Mr. Clancy will be able to find out.
Hmm?
Yes. You see, before he died, Ted said something about flagstones and a stub stair. Your mom sent me up here to keep you company while he borrowed up some leaves of the thing.
I see. It was thoughtful of him to give you a gun, wasn't it?
Not that I think you'll need it.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, my dear.
What do you mean?
I think we might very well need it.
You're worrying unnecessarily, Miss Mary.
In fact, we need it right now, so I'll take it, my dear.
Miss Mary,
it's too bad, you know. I never thought this would happen.
I don't understand.
I brought Samson out here because I thought he'd be useful to me. But now he knows too much.
Too much? You can't be serious.
Very serious. Now, this is most unpleasant, but I'm afraid it has to begin. Please turn around, my dear.
No, I won't.
I couldn't bear to see your face. Turn around. That's it. I count three. One.
You can't do that.
Two.
You're crazy.
Three. Goodbye, my dear. Oh, God. Gun misfired.
More than the gun has misfired.
God, oh, can't have it.
I'll kill him.
You're wasting your time, Miss Manville. The gun is empty.
Empty?
Well, you didn't think Cranston fool enough to leave you alone with Miss Lane with a loaded gun.
Oh, I feel so peculiar. As though I've been dreaming a horrible dream about murder. And... oh, this gun. Where did I get this gun?
What is that? This horrible house. It's haunted, it's evil.
You're the evil in this house, Miss Manville.
You don't understand.
The stage lost a great actress when Marion Manville retired.
I retired for my hope. But still, you don't believe.
I believe a great many things about you, Miss Manville. I believe you murdered Hilstead, your maid, when she discovered your precious secret. And a few minutes ago, you killed your friend Kirk to keep him from telling what he knew. Now that we understand each other, shall we drink to our friendship?
Drink?
I brought some champagne from the secret cellar. Here, open the bottle, Miss Mandel.
No. No, I won't.
Open the bottle.
All right.
Now, pour some into these glasses.
What? What is it, champagne? It's
going to be
no.
Yes. Hot coffee. That's what you were after, wasn't it, Miss Manville? You hired Kirk and Gonzales to move what you thought was liquor. When you found it was a fortune in dope, you wanted to shake your gangsters and have the fortune all to yourself.
Kirk Gonzales? How did I know where to find such people?
You didn't have to find them, Miss Manville. You knew them well. After all, they've been your husband's henchmen.
My husband?
Yes, your husband. Mrs. Peroni.
You devil! You know everything! But Gonzales is still alive. He'll see that none of you leaves laid out to you.
I wouldn't count on Gonzales, Mrs. Peroni. Right now he's locked in a sub cellar awaiting the police. Well, that sounds like they're both now, Miss Vanville. I'm sure they'll have room in the brig for you as well. There's nothing more restful than the sun and surf, Margot.
All right. Rid me all you like. And I won't be sorry to get away from Florida. That horrible old woman. Did you know right along she was behind the whole thing?
No, not quite. I did suspect she was Joe Peroni's wife, though, almost from the start.
But how?
You know, when I stayed back in the library,
mm-hmm.
One of the books was a scrapbook containing clippings of Peroni's marriage to stage star Marion Manville.
And you think I suspected poor Hilstead?
Yes, actually, Hilstead was the one Miss Manville was trying to frighten out. You wanted to find out what was going on. When she did find out, Miss Manville killed her.
Exactly what was going on?
Well, Miss Manville found what she thought was a couple of $1,000 worth of liquor in the cellar, left her by her bootlegging husband years ago. She hired Kirk and Gonzales to cart it away and start for her.
Yeah.
However, she later discovered that the bottles were filled with narcotics. worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so she decided to double cross the two gangsters, keep the money for herself.
That's why she hired you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only consolation the whole thing is that Peroni's ghost didn't really appear.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure, darling. Well, after all, how else can you account for all the things that happened on Radar Key in that one night,